Moncrief on News Talk.
It's very much the case that every other person you might see on the street is wearing headphones or earbuds, yet for many of them, this isn't a habit, but a necessity. They can't leave their homes without knowing they'll be orally insulated from the sound of birds or traffic or, God help us, other people's voices. Research in the UK found that a quarter of people have this dependency. Pádraig Wilson-McCarthy and Megan O'Halloran may or may not be two such people. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Megan?
I can't.
You're like totally all the time.
All the time. Yeah. I have a pair of Bluetooth headphones, and in case they die, I have wired headphones in my bag at all times. And I think it does come from being on public transport or if I'm out and about, walking around town. And I just like to know that there's something there that I can listen to if I get bored. Just have a bit of, I suppose, background noise or white noise while I'm pottering around the place.
But you have to have them all on all the time. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, it would be fair to say. I was thinking about it before I came in. And years ago, if I was out for a walk or something, I would be fine without them. And now I, even if I am going out for a walk, I like to know that I have them in my bag in case I choose to put them back on. And it will be a case that I feel that after a few minutes, I want the podcast, I want the music, and especially if I am in a public space, because I just feel like if I'm alone, it's nice to have kind of that distraction, I suppose, from everything else going on around me.
And say you don't have them and you've forgotten the wired ones.
Yeah.
Do you start to feel anxious then, or can maybe, you describe what that feeling
might
be? Yeah,
maybe a little bit. I was thinking about it the other day, and I think it's my headphones are my most used thing apart from my phone. And, you know, once I leave the house, I do feel a bit like, oh, God, I left my wired ones in my parents' house. And it was a few weeks that had gone by until I was back down. And I found myself in a few situations where the Bluetooth had died. And I was like, what am I going to do with myself now? I'm going to have to actually engage and everything going on around me. And I don't think it's a confidence thing, because if I was in a situation, I can make small talk, or I, you know, whatever. It's not that, but it's just like to know that they're there for a backup, I guess.
Gosh. Or you can at times not wear them.
Yeah, I can take or leave them. It depends on my surroundings, and it definitely depends on my humour as well. If I find if I'm in bad humour, I just don't want to listen to anything.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes I feel because life is so busy and stuff that when I do get out for a walk, it's nice to not be listening to something. Because, you know, when you're doing a job or when you're around people all of the day, it's nice to have 20, even 30 minutes of that day where you can just like not listen to anything. And I think there's something really calming about that. Two, it depends, as I said, on my situation, what I'm doing. For example, I went to the gym yesterday. I didn't bring my gym bag with me. I had, fortunately, had shorts in the car, so I was fine. But I didn't have my AirPods, and I didn't mind because there was music in the gym for me.
Okay.
But there's also some situations where I will just wear them and I'll have no music in them just because it's a way of kind of ignoring other people, which I know is an awful thing to say. Yeah, sometimes if I'm cooking in the kitchen and my housemates are around me, I'll put in my headphones and I'll pretend I'm listening to something just so that I don't have to engage in conversation. And it works a treat every time.
But do they need to be? Because there's... If they're just earpods, somebody has to look, have a good look in there
If you have them in your ears, people know you're listening to something. They don't know what you're listening to because they can't hear it. So you could be listening to anything for all they know.
Yeah.
So it's a great little one there if you want to ignore somebody for a little bit.
Is that a kind of a social protocol now that you can't interrupt someone if they've got earpods in?
I suppose, I don't know. I think I would always tiptoe around it. You know what I mean? I've one housemate in particular who always has the big headsets on when he's cooking. And if he's in the house on his own and you come in, you kind of have to creep your way in, because otherwise he'll lose his life. He'll get a huge fright, you know? And that kind of thing. They're kind of like, you know what they're like for me? They're like sunglasses, right? I don't really like wearing sunglasses, even though I've spent a fortune on them, the same way that I've done with AirPods or whatever, headphones over the years. It's because I kind of feel like I'm not getting the full experience, you know? I can't hear things around me, or I can't see things properly when I've got sunglasses on. So I'm a little bit funny about when I wear them and why I wear them, if you know what I'm saying.
If you're out in the street wearing AirPods, have you ever found out you're standing in someone's way or because you
And you know what
you can't
I find? I find like I take more risks, actually. You know what I mean? Like, you don't hear cars around you. You don't hear, you know, bicycles and stuff like that. And they can be quite distracting, actually, in ways. Because usually when I'm like, if I'm using them, I'm listening to something or I'm watching something on my phone. And I find like I'm kind of double distracted then.
Yeah.
You know?
Anytime I run into you now, I'm going to know what mood you're in based on.
You'll be able to tell if I'm dancing down the street.
Or you'll be wondering, is he really listening to anything at all? Yeah, yeah. Just saw me coming and went, oh no, not
Megan. I've given away all my secrets. Now that's the only thing.
What do you listen to? And does it depend on where you are, Megan?
It definitely does depend on where I am. Listening to you talk about the gym, that is my one. I can't go to the gym without that.
A lot of people are like that. Like, I can go to the gym and work out, but if I'm going for a run, there's no way I could run without my headphones on, or music playing.
I would just feel like, okay, TikTok. Yeah,
and there's a lot
here.
Of people who kind of feel naked without them as well, you know, in a way, you know, they kind of feel like they can't, I suppose, concentrate.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely think I'd be listening to maybe radio or podcasts if I was walking around town, something like that. But if I'm in the gym and I need, it's music, it's Spotify's on, it's one of my, exactly.
Yeah, it's a motivator.
And even when I was in college or school, listening to a bit of background noise.
Yeah.
If it was music that didn't have words, we'll say when I was studying. It was just to have, I suppose, something going on.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like that because I've got a friend and if we're ever away on holidays and we're sharing accommodation, it's a nightmare because he can't go to sleep without listening to a podcast. And when I say listening to it, he can't listen to it in earpods because they annoy him. So he has to listen to it out loud. So we're all forced to listen to it, but otherwise he won't get to sleep. So a lot of people will rely on those things at nighttime to get to sleep.
How long does that take for him to get to sleep?
He'll be gone like a light, but the rest of us are up all night.
Yeah. So you say, what was that podcast? I have no idea.
He has no idea. Yeah, exactly.
That's so strange. But what I mean is that if you're in town and it's busy, do you listen to something that's more calming or completely alien to the situation you're in? You know.
Well, for example, I don't particularly love flying, so I've downloaded 3 hours of white noise on Spotify. And it's a 3 hour playlist of just white noise, which is just like, it's basically, I don't even know how you would describe it. It's kind of like a static kind of a noise. And I put it in my ears and I can't hear anything else around me. And I actually find it really relaxing and I'm able to fall asleep with that. Now, I wouldn't use it at home, but I would use it in situations where I'm out or if I'm trying to close my eyes on a plane or if I'm on a train or something like that. I find that really beneficial, actually.
And you have them in when they're doing the safety announcement, telling you where the door to head to.
Absolutely never. Never. Absolutely not. I could recite those at this point.
Yeah. Well, you know, just in case.
Yeah.
What? The plane's on what? Fire?
Well, look, to be honest, Sean, if the plane is going to go down at that point, I'm like, I might as well just keep those in now and relax.
What about having an old think?
That's true. But
sometimes that's what people are trying to avoid, Sean.
I think you
know?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. I also find as well, I got these new earplugs that I would wear at night time and they just cancel out noise cancellation ones. And I find them really useful actually as well.
Yeah. Okay. I can totally see the point of that.
Yeah.
How often, like, you both wear ear pods rather than an over ear?
Yeah.
Jobbies.
I do wear the over ear.
All right.
For most of the time. And then I'll wear the wired kind of like the AirPod, but the wired ones. In my ear if they die. So I would opt for it because I know they're probably not great for my hearing and to be wearing them so much. But it's interesting that you say, you know, do you ever just leave a bit of space for thought?
To be left alone in your own thoughts.
One of my bugbears when I see people with friends or with maybe a significant other or something, they're walking around, and I've seen this so often, they will have the headphone, like maybe the little AirPods
one in or one out. It's kind of your half in, your half out.
I wouldn't go that far now.
Yeah.
If
that's
you're
so strange.
The person you're with, I don't think that's good.
But because you could say, you know, that people talk about being present and you know, in the moment.
Yeah.
That takes you out of the
moment.
Of course
it does.
Every time.
Yeah, of course it will. It will, of course. And I think it's kind of rude as well. I think, you know, if you're meeting somebody and you've got something playing in your ear, look, granted, you might have nothing playing in there. You know what I mean? But in that case, you would just take it out, wouldn't you, really? Like, you know, it's just there for optics at that point.
Yeah.
It's handy as well, I suppose, if you're commuting in and out and you want to have a chat on the phone in the morning rather than trying to hold the phone up to your ear or you're pottering around the house.
Yeah.
That's my mother and father probably have a podcast of me in their ear.
No, absolutely. Like that, if you're doing any household chores, like if I'm cooking, for example, it's a perfect opportunity for me to ring home while I'm doing something so I can get it out of the way and that kind of thing as well. So they're very useful for those kind of things. So don't get me wrong.
How often do you clean them? You know, that's the thing, stuck in your ear.
I don't clean them often enough, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes I look at them and I'm like, I would be embarrassed if someone else picked these up, you know? They're not great, like.
That's,
and like, they're white, so they kind of just, like, they just get really dirty really easily, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah. 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 No, I wouldn't show you mine.
Have either of you had your ears syringed?
No. I haven't. No.
No, I
would love it.
Yeah. But the thing is, Those headphones are ramming the back in your ear and you don't know maybe.
Yeah, it's much. Similar to when you put a cotton bud in and they say you shouldn't do that or anything smaller than your elbow shouldn't go in. But we're sticking those earbuds in the whole time. Not a bother, you know?
It's true. Yeah. Okay, well, go outside and have a good think by yourself now.
We'll try anyway.
Don't stay away from your headphones and see what happens.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.